crouched beneath his rocking chair waiting for his return. In the center pit, a small fire releases a tongue of smoke that rises to the lip of the ceiling hole. Father's already left for laboring. Fright burbles my center self, because even though I've carried this egg from my birth, the Rapian may still reject me. In just moments, I will know. I pull the collar of my sleeping shirt up over my chin. The bird's umber head rolls left, then right. The moist, feathered shoulders hump and fall. My collar slips from my weak hands. If this Rapian rejects me, we will not serve together, and my bird will die without uniting with me, without twining. I will be sent off alone as a novitiate to one of Sleen's acolytes. Father, there's too much at risk. I wipe my forehead on my sleeve, draw my sluggish legs under me, and kneel before the hatchling. The bits of jagged shell bite into my palms. I have to try. When the bird fully raises its face, I take a deep breath and release it toward the blue noseplate. A male. Whew! My air rushes out and teases the damp feather tufts wringing his neck. The bird's bulging eyes stay closed like a tight secret. Creator, twine us, I frantically beg. Please, please. Another shaky breath in, and the Rapian's double lids slide open, one set, and then the next. I exhale once more. The round black lenses focus. The hooked beak separates. Ooh! The Rapian breathes into my face. Warm, sweet cinnamon wafts over my brow. As the sun moves higher, light pools through the open window, making our home glow like my center self. In the soft breeze, the lavender bush grazes the front of the house, and the scent wafts on the warmth. Now that the Rapian's birth moistness has dried, his feathers are light and puffed. About the size of a rat, he squats on the table, plucking the sand lizard from my hand. He shreds the meat with his talons and beak before swallowing the morsels. Awe settles over me again, like the warm honey sinking into my hunk of hot bread. The bird is twining with me, a declared male. He will understand words and eventually anticipate even my thoughts. With meat dangling from his beak, I have to fight off my giggle. He cocks his head in question to my snort. It's just that you eat like a desert cat tearing through prey. He waggles his eye ridge and returns to his breakfast with even more gusto, causing my chuckles to freely escape. He only pauses to belch.